thrill shot through me. "Don't answer it, Shy." I didn't. Whoever it was could leave a blessed message. I was off the clock and way too busy at the moment. I ground against Vincent, and he groaned. The phone finally went silent, only to start ringing again 5 seconds later. Vincent groaned again, but this time in disappointment, and stilled, his hands falling away from my body.
"Just answer the fucking thing."
"I will murder whoever is on the other end of the phone." I very reluctantly climbed off Vincent and retrieved the stupid phone from my jeans. "This had better be good, whoever this is."
"A bunch of vampires are holding a trailer park hostage."
I nearly dropped my phone. While it wasn't the strangest phone call I've ever gotten in the middle of the night, it certainly ranked in the top 5. And if the voice on the other end of the line wasn't from Novak, our team's third in command, I'd have accused the caller of playing a sick 2 a.m. joke. But as a disgraced incubus, Novak's rare displays of humor leaned toward the body side. Hostage-taking vampires just wasn't his style.
"Which trailer park?"
I asked, as though the taking of small communities was an everyday occurrence. I padded across the room and yanked open a dresser drawer, knowing without saying that my time off, my time with Vincent, was officially revoked.
"Little place called Myrtle's Acres."
"Am I supposed to have heard of it?" Novak snorted in my ear.
"I'm surprised the vamps heard of it. 46 trailers, rough population of 120 people, in the middle of nowhere, Delaware, surrounded by a forest and 2 cornfields of all blessed things."
"And they've got the whole trailer park?"
"Surrounded and locked down. It's blessing unreal."
Years of practice made the act of putting on panties and jeans one-handed relatively easy. The bra was going to be harder. So far, Vincent hadn't commented. He accepted my job as a U.S. Marshal in the Paranormal Investigations Unit and the odd hours I kept, and I appreciated him for not asking questions I couldn't answer. Questions about the creatures I encountered on a daily basis, the methods we used to trap the nasties, the lengths we'd go to save the nice ones, and most importantly, why I was part of it. In the 9 months Vincent and I had been together, the whole "my father was an Earth gene and I inherited some of his powers" conversation hadn't been broached. Even though we'd been intimate in both the "hold my hair while I barf" way and in the much more exciting "lick me until I scream" way, I wanted to keep my parentage under wraps as long as possible. It had a nasty habit of being used against me when people found out I could grant wishes.
"Shiloh?"
I snapped back to the phone. Had Novak been talking?
"What?"
"I said, how long before you can be at the Crux?"
"I'm almost dressed, so 15 minutes. I'll call you when I'm there."
"Okay."
I hung up, tucked the phone into my jeans pocket, and finished dressing. Green lace camisole under a fitted black jacket. Over the jeans, it seemed a little dressy, but our unit boss, Julius Almeida, never stood on formality. He cared more about how we did our jobs than what we wore while we did it. Plus, the jacket hid my shoulder holster and gun, its clip filled with standard-issue silver jacket bullets.
"Real estate problems?"
Vincent asked.
"That's an understatement," I replied, wishing like hell I could jump back into bed and finish what we'd started. But I'd told Novak 15 minutes.
As though he'd read my mind, a frown turned down the corners of his mouth.
"You just got back. Literally. We were supposed to have all day tomorrow, Shy. I took a vacation day and everything."
"I know, babe." I sat on the corner of the bed to zip up my mid-calf boots, taking care to adjust the slim knives tucked into several hidden spots. Done with that, I circled to him and leaned down to plant a kiss on his mouth.
"I'll make it up to you when I get back. As usual."